All right, so let's talk about Mitt Romney and why Mitt Romney is a little bitch. You could say bitch on the radio, can't you? I know one programmer told me, here's the rule of thumb. Here's the rule of thumb, Rob. You're going to talk on the radio how you would talk if you were in church or if little kids were around. That's the rule. So maybe bitch is a word a little kid shouldn't hear. But, well, how old's a little kid? How old's a little kid? That'd be the question. But anyways, we're going to say bitch, all right? We're going to pretend there's no little kid. We're going to pretend there's no little kids listening to the program right now, okay? So, Mitt Romney. And now, I'll say this. I understand when Mitt Romney has a press conference, and I'm not condoning the press conference Mitt Romney had. Don't take this the wrong way. I'm not condoning. I just understand. Okay? I understand in the heat of the primary season and Trump is steamrolling through everybody. Just steamrolling through everybody. And a couple of the establishment types, rather it's a Jebster or Rubio, you know, a couple of the guys that have either been around for 20 years or their pallies with people that have been around for 20. Remember, even though Rubio's young, Rubio goes way back with Jeb, and Rubio is who the old school Republicans, the McCains, the Lindsey Grahams, kind of put up there as their flag bearer. Remember the Gang of Eight bill? You know, he was their guy. So when they went to Mitt Romney and said, you need to help us. You just need to help us. We need you just it was like, all right, Brett. All right, Brett Favre. We need you to come out of retirement and just this one time, please help us. So Romney went out and had the press conference and just torched DP. Okay. I get it. I don't agree with it. I don't condone it, but I understand it. Totally understand it. Now, it didn't work. It didn't work. The voters not only closed their ears to what Romney was saying, but it pissed them off. I mean, people were like, Mitt Romney, shut up. Go away. Who the hell are you? Who the hell are you? We rejected you 4 years ago. We rejected you. And yet, we voted for you because our party told us we had to. Go away. Go away. Take your magic underpants and go away. Just go away. Go fight another old boxer with your man boobs flopping around. You've lost all dignity. Go away. We hate you. We hate you. End of story, right? End of story. End of story. And remember, he talked about Trump's stakes. He talked about Trump's tax returns. He talked about Trump's water. He just pulled every tool out of his Mormon tool chest that he could find. Well, he's back. He is. You know what he is? I'm going to tell you what he is. I'm going to tell you what. This might be controversial. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Who am I to judge? You be the judge. He's like AIDS or HIV. Okay? You know when you get HIV? Well, I'm not like, you know. I'm not saying it like, hey, you all know when we have HIV. We're not hanging out in Africa, just, or at least in a bathhouse in San Francisco. But let me backtrack for a second. When somebody gets HIV, all right, it's swimming in their blood, all right? The disease is swimming in their blood. And if they don't take medicine, if they don't take the proper medicine, it will eventually turn into full-blown AIDS, and then they will lose a lot of weight, and they will look like Matthew McConaughey when he did Dallas Buyers Club. Now, if you take the medicine and you take care of yourself, you will live for a very long time. Hell, you'll live to the point where it's as if you don't have HIV. Look at Magic Johnson. He's fat. You're like, you got AIDS? No, he's got HIV. Now, if you don't take care of yourself and you start getting sick, you can suppress the disease by getting back on track with your medicine and foods that you eat. And then the HIV is basically undetectable. It's all about medicine. It's all about a healthy lifestyle. Mitt Romney is HIV. He's HIV. He really is. He's HIV. He popped up 2012. Actually, he popped up in 2008, but he was suppressed, all right? The AZT and the other AIDS medicine suppressed, it kept that virus under control. Then he popped up, he flared up in 2012. And it was full-blown AIDS in 2012. I mean, it was Dallas Buyers Club full-blown AIDS in 2012. We're talking about 86 pounds. We're talking about blood coming out of wherever. And then we got back on the health regimen. Got the medicine going. And it was suppressed. Then the HIV AIDS flared up again. And then it got suppressed. And now it flared back up. Now, yesterday, I feel like it was full-blown AIDS again. And if AIDS and HIV is too strong of a comparison. How about herpes? How about herpes? How about Mitt Romney being herpes? If HIV/AIDS is too strong of a comparison, how about Mitt Romney just being herpes? You wake up, you got this ungodly looking pimple that's on your penis or vagina. But I don't have a vagina. I'm not a Bruce Jenner. I just have a penis. So let's just deal with the penis right now. So you wake up, you got that boily pimple. You go get some herpes medicine. And over time, it goes away. And you're like, ooh, wow, that was close. That was close. It'll almost look like a textbook picture for sexual diseases from a seventh grade health book. Okay. Whew. And then all of a sudden, a month later, you wake up and it's there again. And you're like, ugh. This time it's bigger and it's in a different place. And before you know it, you've been dealing with these herpes for 8 years, 12 years, and you got scars all over your junk. That's Mitt Romney, okay? So pick one. If AIDS is too harsh, how about herpes? So yesterday, the herpes was flaring up. Now remember, the day before, a new poll was released that had all the liberals crapping themselves, literally crapping themselves. And that poll said Trump beats Hillary in Ohio, and he's basically neck and neck in Pennsylvania and Florida. And everybody knows that if Trump wins those three states, game over. Game over. Democrats will hang themselves. Establishment Republicans will shoot themselves. And it will be bloody carnage all over Washington. All over Washington. Just bloody carnage. And that started getting some serious traction. You had liberals tearing apart the poll, talking about, well, the way they polled black voters and they suppressed and they. Because, like I said yesterday, you're supposed to believe that Hillary Clinton is going to pull the same amount of black voters as Barack Obama did in 08. Yeah, logical, right? Of course. Of course. Especially coming off the heels of Hillary Clinton getting blown out of a state, West Virginia, that 8 years ago, she actually won. So, you know, definitely makes a lot of sense to say, oh, yeah, Hillary is going to get the same numbers of black folk that Obama did, and she's going to win the same amount with black folk as Obama did. Yeah, sure. Makes a lot of sense. So people were picking apart the poll. I mean, they're just like, no, this can't be, no. Because imagine, here we are 6 months out, and Trump's already neck and neck in these three battleground states. And I think nationally, he's 4 or 5 points behind from being anywhere between 12 and 15, depending on what poll you read or what pundit was spewing this stuff out on whatever network. So it's obvious these gaps are closed. It's obvious crooked Hillary is sticking. And when you're talking about all of this and you're thinking, man, Rob was right about a month ago when he said Trump's unfavorables can go down. Hillary's can't. Hillary's unfavorables can go up. It's like Trump has done everything already to piss everybody off. He's done everything already to piss everything and everybody off. So now it's about mending bridges, mending fences, walking back things, moderating things, just making people feel a little bit better. Hillary, there's like serious damage. The things in her that people don't like, there's no mending fences. It's, Benghazi, emails, pay for play, Bill Clinton, all of these things are there. With that new Clinton Cash Clinton, whatever the hell that movie that's coming out. I mean, things are only going to get worse. For Trump, they can only get better. So people were freaking from these polls. Freaking. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, the main story to get everybody off these polls is Donald Trump and his tax returns. When's Donald Trump going to release his tax returns? He gave an interview and he said, hey, I'm not going to release my tax returns until after the election. My accountants have said the IRS does not want me to release my tax returns while I'm under audit. I mean, this was the narrative, and all of these things that they're saying was said wasn't said. And Trump had to clarify everything because it's the same stuff that he said before. Trump never said the IRS. Trump never said that. Trump said his accountants. And he didn't say his accountants said the IRS. This is what the media is saying. But Trump never said that. Trump said his accountants said don't release your tax returns while you're going through an audit. Don't do it. Wait until the audit's done. That's all. Wait until the audit's done. Wait until the audit is done. Wait until they say, okay, everything's cool. You misrepresented here, or you got to pay here. But here's the corrections. Fix it. We're all good. See you later. Bye. Plain and simple. So the media started running with it. The media started hammering it because it got people away from the polls. And then all of a sudden the herpes popped up. AIDS popped up. Mitt Herpes AIDS Romney. He popped up. And he's such a retard. You know, and I know I hate to use that word because there's probably people that listen to me who have maybe a retarded kid, or they have a retarded wife or a retarded husband or a retarded family member, or maybe they're retarded. I don't know. And they're saying, Rob, don't say retard, say mentally challenged. Okay, mentally challenged. Mitt Romney's mentally challenged. Because the things he said in his little Facebook post, his little Facebook posts are just so mentally challenged. So he puts out a Facebook post. And like I said in the beginning, 10 minutes ago, I understand during the heat of the primary, you know, you're trying to help your boys win. I get it. You know, you're gonna commit a penalty. You're gonna commit a penalty. You're gonna get ejected from the game. You're gonna get fined. But you're gonna take out their star player, or you're gonna change the momentum in the game by calling a halt in the action. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. But it's over. It's over. Trump is the nominee. It's over. He's going to Washington to meet with Paul Ryan. He's going to Washington to meet with Orrin Hatch. He's going to Washington to meet with Mitch McConnell. He's going to Washington. It's over. It's finished. For Mitt Romney to pop back up and play games is just a jilted stalker girlfriend or a jilted stalker boyfriend. Somebody that broke up with you. You're an ex, whatever the hell you want to call them, and they're pissed and they're angry. And they sit outside your house with a boombox and play Peter Gabriel crappy music. And they got blood all over their face. Think vile humans. They need to stalk you, and they stalk you, and they're jilted, and they just want you back, and they're bitter, and that's Mitt Romney. I mean, it's over. It's over. It's over. For him to pop back up like herpes AIDS is beyond perplexing. And the only thing that you can think of that it credence to, and that's my Bill Kristol Mitt Romney meeting that was about a third party candidate and basically getting a couple people together to run in a couple states to deny Hillary the nomination and Trump the nomination and force Eddie Munster, Paul Ryan, to lead the charge of electing the next president of the United States. I mean, what Mitt Romney did kind of leads to my theory on what the Mark Levins and all these other a-holes are plotting. I mean, look at Ted Cruz. A report came out yesterday that he's challenging Trump for delegates in Texas. I mean, what the hell does Cruz think he's doing? I don't get it. No one in Congress likes him. Think about this. Nobody in the Senate likes him. They despise him. They despise him. Here's Trump, the nominee, going to Congress, sitting down with these people. These people have already come out now, whether it's Scalise or it's McCarthy, have come out and said, yeah, we're supporting Trump. McConnell, we're supporting Trump. So what the hell is Cruz doing? Unless it's part of the Mitt Romney, Bill Kristol scenario, which is, Ted, you run as an independent, as a third party in Texas. Mitt, you run as an independent third party in Utah. Walker, you run independent in Wisconsin. And you, Kasich, run third party independent in Ohio. We deny Trump and Hillary. We force it to the House. And then we pick who the president is. That's it. That's the only scenario. It's the only scenario. Who what's the other reason? So I'm going to give you just a little of Mitt Romney. Just a little. So on his Facebook, and it's such a long-winded, again, it's herpes AIDS. It's a herpes AIDS jilted stalker girlfriend. That's what it is. So here's a little taste. And this is the retarded part. Seriously. Tax returns. First it goes, it is disqualifying for a modern day presidential nominee to refuse to release tax returns to the voters, especially one who has not been subjected to the public scrutiny in either military or public service. I love the whole public scrutiny. Trump hasn't been subjected to public scrutiny. What, are you kidding me? Seriously, are you kidding me? Here, just a jilted, jealous, man, I mean, he is so pissed. He is so pissed that Donald Trump is the nominee. It's like Mitt Romney can't even see straight. Tax returns provide the public with its sole confirmation of a candidate's priorities, wealth, tax, conflicts of interest. Further, while not a likely circumstance, but okay, so this is the mentally challenged part. He goes on to say, while not a likely circumstance, the potential for hidden impropriety associations. Let me reverse that because I'm not as edumacated as some of you. Further, while not a likely circumstance, the potential for hidden inappropriate associations with foreign entities, criminal organizations, or other unsavory groups is simply too great a risk to ignore for someone who is seeking to become commander in chief. Okay. Let me ask you guys something. If you're dealing with a criminal organization, if you're dealing with an unsavory group, if you're dealing with foreign entities that are on the terror watch list, would you list them in your tax returns? Seriously. Seriously, help me out here. So if you're doing business with Iran, okay? If you're doing business with ISIS, you know, you're selling golf club memberships to members of Al-Qaeda. Would that be in your tax returns? I mean, would you put that down? If you're doing business with the triads, okay, or maybe you're doing business with the Bonanno crime family, maybe you're doing business members of the late Pablo Escobar's gang. If you're doing business with them, and of course, they're giving you cash and you're depositing it in your bank accounts and in your itemized tax returns where you need to list your sources of income. Do you put triads, the Yakuza, do you put that there? Seriously, do you now understand why I say Mitt Romney is mentally challenged? Why Mitt Romney is so over the top, a jealous stalker ex? Why Mitt Romney is nothing more than a herpes HIV disease, just this thing that won't go away, and it just flares up, and you got to take medicine to suppress it, but it will never, ever go away. It's always there. It's always lingering. Every time you have sex, you always got to wear a rubber. You're doomed for life. That's Mitt Romney. We as a party are doomed for life. We are doomed. He's going to be with Eber. We, the Republican Party, probably the only party in the history that ever nominated somebody who wears magic underpants. Magic underpants! We have to make sure that there's no criminal organizations or unsavory groups that Mr. Trump has on his tax returns. I mean, oh, God. Jesus. I'm telling you, him and Cruz were at that meeting with Crystal. They're really putting together this plan to run this scheming third-party scenario. Because remember, that was Cruz's thing. Donald Trump has ties to organized crime. That's how he'd say it. Or he would, organized crime. Organized crime. He has ties to organized crime. They were together. They were together. I'm telling you, they were together. Mitt Romney. Wow. We're just going to be stuck with him forever. Just ever. And then, of course, Romney goes on. Mr. Trump says he's being audited, so there is nothing that prevents releasing tax returns that are being audited. Further, he could release returns for the years immediately prior to the years under audit. There's only one logical explanation for Mr. Trump's refusal to release his returns. There is a bombshell in them. given Mr. Trump's flaws in his history, we can only assume it's a bombshell of unusual size. Anticipating inquiries regarding my own tax release history, I released my 2010 tax returns in January of 2012, and I released my 2011 tax returns as soon as they were completed in September 12. And here's a post that says it all about Mitt Romney's Facebook post. The first comment under Mitt Romney's post about Trump from Michael Allen. Mitt, I like you, and I would vote for you in 2016. But please, shut up and go home. Exactly. Like I said, I don't condone it. I understood why Mitt did what he did 2 months ago. Totally understood it. For him to do what he did yesterday is asinine. It's criminal in our rules that are unwritten and written and so forth and so on. We have a nominee. The contest is over. It's finished. It's done. I know everybody's got hurt feelings and so forth and so on. Sure, I get it. But it's over. It's finished. You played the game. Everybody played the game. Everybody bled. You don't have a boxing match. Okay? You don't have a boxing match. You go 12 rounds. You have a decision. Everybody does their interviews. You had 3 months prior. You had the build-up. Calling each other names. Getting into fights at press conferences. You just did a million buys. Brought in $150 million. It's over. You walk back to your dressing room. And all of a sudden, somebody from the other camp, after you get done taking a shower, hits you in the head with a baseball bat. And you go, what'd you do that for? Well, you said those things. What do you mean I said the... It's over. It's finished. What are you doing? It's finished. It's over. Trump won the primaries fair and square. And for Mitt Romney to inject himself yesterday was astonishing. It was criminal. It was a criminal act. That was a criminal act. He should be ostracized from the party forever. He really should be. He should be ostracized with that move forever. Because that's what gave it oxygen yesterday. That's what gave it oxygen yesterday. And on CNN, every 20 minutes, because they replay the same headline, and they just bring in a new pundit to talk about it. So every 20 minutes, Wolf Blitzer would come on and go, bombshell allegations from 2012's Republican nominee Mitt Romney. He posted today, and then they have the clip. Criminal empire, unsavory characters. And we have in our studio SE Cup. SE, what does this mean? So then she talks about how Trump is a scumbag and so forth and so on. 20 minutes later, Wolf Blitzer. It's Wolf Blitzer. And today's top story, bombshell. 2012, Mitt Romney, the candidate. Tax returns, gangsters. And in our studio, Bill Press. Bill, what does it mean? So the story got the oxygen yesterday because of Mitt Romney. It's like Mitt Romney and the Democrats worked together to build a story and take everybody away from talking about the new polls and focus on tax returns. Mitt Romney, not a Democrat, a Republican, not doing this during the heat of the primary battle, but doing it when it's over. It's over. The fight is over. The game is over. Mitt Romney, the worst case of herpes and HIV AIDS you can have. The worst